Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Working from home isn't easy. Managing a big team remotely is even harder, and protecting a company's reputation is the hardest in a climate like today.
Especially due to the COVID-19 outbreak, many have been asked to work from home, as many of you are also finding out. Companies are finding creative ways to communicate internally, but can these creative ways be feasible for the long run?
Perhaps we'll be seeing the world become virtual. Well, thanks to technology, this might just be possible. Schutzda is a cloud video tech company helping enterprises transform their communications using video to keep employees and consumers engaged whilst remote working, and this especially with social distancing and, of course, this minimum human contact.
Yeah, that's right. In just 6 months in 2018, Schutzda expanded to 3 international offices, and this was no easy feat for a startup like them. Schutzda advises big enterprises like Grab and Estee Lauder on how to communicate digitally to clients, employees, and vendors in a timely and authentic manner.
Oh, I wonder what advice Schutzda is giving to their clients right now. And will we see a world where working from home is the new norm? Well, on the line to help us out with all those questions is Mike Prichet, who is founder and CEO of Schutzda. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you for having me on. I am also working from home, so excuse me if my daughter bursts into the room at any time.
Oh, no worries, man. It's always good fun.
You'll end up being like BBC Dad when his kids came.
Exactly. I'm waiting for the moment.
Well, you know, Schutzda, Mike, recently won Disruptor of the Year award at the recent Mumbrella Asia Awards. So congratulations for that. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about where Schutzda came from, a bit about your price points and your services?
Yeah, definitely. So I've been in the industry for around 20 years now, and we've seen a big shift in the video space over that time. And around 5 years ago, my clients at Trapdoor Productions, my high-end agency in Sydney, kept coming to me and asking me for short-form videos, internal communication videos, interviews with their CEOs, interviews with their sales managers. And the price point was just too high. It generally sat at that time around $5,000, even up to $10,000, and was always variable. So they wanted a model where they could create content very quickly and cost effectively, and also have a set price point that they knew what to budget for, which is why we came up with Schutzda.
So Schutzda secured over 120 clients in 2019. Its current total global client pool stands at 250 companies. That kind of growth in that kind of time, what would you attribute your secret to success to?
It's funny, I get asked that a fair bit, and I think the question is that, oh, the answer is, sorry, that it's a product that was very much needed in the market. So it's not something that I'd love to take the credit and say that I came up for it, but my clients came up with it. They begged for this product, and we came up with a solution. And the solution is that we train their internal teams on how to shoot content. We provide them with a custom-built camera kit and all the resources they need to shoot the content internally. Once they've shot the footage, it gets uploaded to a cloud-based system we call the Hub. Our editors get downloading that footage and have an edited video back to them within 24 hours.
Oh, I see.
Wow. Yeah, good turnaround time.
Yeah, very quick turnaround time. So you advise big enterprises. So some of the names I'm aware of are Grab, Estee Lauder, BNP Paribas, Cathay Pacific. And what you talk to them about is how to communicate digitally with clients, employees, and vendors. So the obvious question is, has your demand surged during this COVID-19 outbreak? How has it impacted your clients as well? I mean, among them, you have the likes of Cathay Pacific, for example.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think when all of this hit all businesses, especially SMEs, panicked and hit the big red button and said, what can we do to move quickly and innovate and pivot? For us, we've found our actual video numbers haven't really dropped at all. In fact, in some cases, they've increased. And client to client, obviously, it does differ. But even if you take the airline, we have quite a few airlines as clients, and the airline industry has obviously been decimated. However, they need to communicate with their clients. They need to communicate with their staff and let them know what these layoffs mean and redundancies, et cetera, et cetera. So communication does really have to step up. That's been somewhere that I feel the clients that already have us on board are loving working with us and expanding. The clients that don't yet have us on board are obviously looking around. We're getting a lot of inquiries from very big multinationals saying we need to change the way we're doing this. Agencies won't work. Freelancers can't come in. How do we shoot content? But obviously right now most budgets are on freeze. So we have pivoted our product line as well to make sure we can accommodate.
Okay. And Mike, tell me a little bit more about that last point, because cash flow is a problem right now. So what is it? Do you have arrangements with, say, for example, the airline companies to delay payments or perhaps adjusting your price point just to get through this period?
We have, and we're offering extra videos, extra credits, so they can create more content. We're also working with certain clients, especially the smaller clients, to say, you know, if you do need to delay payment out a little bit, you can. Obviously, as a small business ourselves, we have to be careful how much we do that. But we're wanting to make sure that we give everything we can. So I sent out an internal communication video, and that's now available, I believe, on our LinkedIn and Facebook page. It really talks about the main thing we need to do right now is give a lot of love and attention to our clients, give as many new services as we can and credits that they need to create content.
Yeah, you've launched a few new digital communication products as well. Did you bring forward the launch due to COVID-19?
Definitely. So this is an interesting one. As a CEO, you've obviously got to weigh up the, you know, slow rollout of products and when you can bring them to the market in a perfect manner. And then there's wartime CEO, where you really have to get things out there straight away and make them work. So we moved forward basically the next 6 to 12 months of product rollouts into 1 week and got them out there very, very quickly. We also have some new tech products that will be coming online for the SME market, and we are expediting the development of those very, very quickly and getting I won't call it an MVP, a minimum viable product. It's a bit better than that, but it's a start, and then we will evolve that product as we go over the next 12 months.
We're speaking with Mike Prichette, who is founder and CEO of Shootstar. Mike, so COVID-19 outbreak, a lot of companies have asked their employees to work from home. How can a company ensure, and this is where we kind of get your advice, how can a company ensure that employee engagement is still ongoing despite, you know, working remotely from home? You don't want to let your employees sort of get lost in their own confines.
Absolutely. I think giving very clear assistance and guidelines on how you can be productive at home. It's in post-production with my team right now. I shot a video yesterday, a bit of fun about how to work at home with kids and not go insane, which is a very tricky thing to do. So that will be coming out at the end of this week. And we're creating content like this for our clients and also for our staff. And I think it's important for large businesses, especially, to make sure the leadership team are extremely visible. They're creating content constantly, whether that's podcasts or videos, preferably their faces in front of camera, and there's that human connection. Mm. And for us, you know, I was very concerned about our team, and I just created a video explaining the details and being very transparent and what this meant for the business and what this meant for their future and for our future as a company, and how important it was that they're not just giving it 100% as they would at work, and they're giving it everything they can and all of their passion while they're at home to get results. And I think that's very important. If your team understand the bigger picture and feel that they're a part of that bigger picture, they will give. It's not a time for trying to sort of constrain your team and force them to do X, Y, or Z. It's a time for being very transparent on the results that they're getting and how important they are.
Yeah, good words. We're speaking to Mike Prichette. He's founder and CEO at Shootstar. Mike, then one of the things I wanted to talk about, and we've talked about it a lot on the show actually, is whether or not this COVID-19 outbreak and the changes that people have had to put in place, like working from home, for example, telecasting conferences, even, you know, the prime ministers of Singapore and Australia have just sealed memorandums of understanding and they've done it all by teleconference. Is there going to be a sort of paradigm shift in the way we communicate as a result of this?
Absolutely. And I think fortunately for the world, it was already headed that way. I know my record is 13 hours in one day on video calls. And that's not COVID-19, that's pre-COVID-19. Oh, so for me, we were already living in a time of video conference, and a lot of global tech companies are already living there. I was fascinated to hear, for us, we moved our entire team globally to a distributed workforce overnight, and we got started the next morning at 9 a.m. with zero disruption. I heard my co-founder's wife, their company took 2 days just to sort out which conferencing system they were going to use and how this was going to work. So there's a lot of companies that have been forced into this new digital world, and there's a lot of companies that were already there. But I think now we're there, it's unlikely people will go back to the exact same way.
But, you know, from here, surely there's this whole look ahead because we do not know how long this COVID-19 situation is going to last. So, I mean, if you had to give advice to any firms out there that are trying to future-proof their company right now, that are perhaps playing catch-up a little bit, what would you say to them, you know, in preparation for no matter how long this might last?
I think make sure that you're prepared for this to last 6 to 12 months. And if it lasts 2 months, fantastic. It's all about preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. For me, I do believe it will last a while. And also when we come out the other side, there will be a lot of companies. I think there'll be a little bit of a surge back. Everyone will desperately want to get back into the office and have human interaction and hug each other, which yeah. I think is great. But then after that, they'll sort of go, well, hang on, that really worked quite well and productivity didn't go down. I know some massive, you know, some of the world's largest companies, I've been speaking with their C-suite and I said, how's productivity going? They said, it hasn't dropped a bit. Okay. So even though people are working from home, the right people get it. And I think with the right comms out there and really getting your team on board with what's happening, people are getting it a lot more from home than they are in the office. So future-proofing your product, look, it's very tricky if your product isn't in line with where the world is right now, and that's a very tough place to be. If your product is something that can still sell, well, I think future-proofing your business with products that allow you to communicate everywhere. Like take podcasts, for example. Even if they are coming to the office, they can be listening to podcasts from the C-suite on their way into the office on the bus.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the kids just popped into your room just then. You got a little bit distracted.
Don't worry. You'll hear her if she comes into the room.
We've been speaking with Mike Pritchett, who is founder and CEO of Shootstar. Mike, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.